This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The 8th India Water Week 2024 will start from today in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate the event at Bharat Mandapam. During the four-day event, around 4,000 delegates, including 200 foreign delegates from 40 countries, will participate. More than 100 exhibitors and startups will showcase their ideas in the water sector during the exhibition. Addressing a curtain-raiser press conference in New Delhi, Secretary, Ministry of Jal Shakti, Debashri Mukherjee said, good water management will accelerate the economic growth of the country. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj will participate as a partner ministry during the 8th India Water Week. The Narendra Modi government has completed 100 days in its third term. The first 100 days of the historic third term of the Modi government has been marked by several key initiatives and decisions which have positively impacted the lives of people and laid a strong foundation for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The central government has taken big decisions and made huge investments worth 15 lakh crore rupees in these 100 days. Agriculture and infrastructure sectors have received special impetus with a plethora of new announcements. The citizen-centric decisions have been driven by the vision of Mr. Modi to enhance ease of living and make life better for the poor, middle class, Dalit, Vanchit, Adivasis, women and youth. On the occasion of the birthday of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda will inaugurate a blood donation camp under Seva Pakhwara at the party headquarters in New Delhi today. Mr. Nadda will also inaugurate an exhibition based on the life of the Prime Minister. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee has said that the state government has accepted 3 out of 4 demands of the protesting junior doctors. Addressing the media after meeting the junior doctors at her residence at Kalighat last night, Ms. Banerjee said in view of their demand, Kolkata Police Commissioner Vineet Goyal will be removed. She said the changes in the police force will be made effective through a notification this afternoon. She said DC North is also being transferred and Director Medical Education DME and Director Health Services DHS are also being removed. Ms. Banerjee said one demand is already in sub judice status. The Chief Minister urged the police, urged the junior doctors to join their duty. Junior doctors in Kolkata are holding protest over a rape-murder case demanding justice. Campaigning ended last evening for the first phase of the assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. 24 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to polls in this phase on the 18th of this month. The fate of 219 candidates will be determined by over 23.27 lakh voters, including 5.66 lakh young voters in this phase. The second edition of the Naval Commanders Conference will begin in New Delhi from today. The conference is the apex level biannual event facilitating deliberations on significant strategic, operational and administrative issues between the naval commanders. The Defense Ministry said the four-day conference will commence with the inaugural address by the Chief of the Naval Staff. In the Asian Champions Trophy 2024, India are through to the final after thrashing South Korea 4-1 in Hulunbuir, China. Harmanpreet Singh scored 2 goals while Uttam Singh and Jarmanpreet Singh hit 1 goal each in the second semi-final. India will now face host China today to chase a second consecutive gold. Delhi Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal yesterday chaired a meeting of the Political Affairs Committee of the party to decide over the name of the new Delhi Chief Minister. And that's the end of this news bulletin.